Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know, communication is the lifeblood of human interaction. We do it constantly, right? But how often do we actually master it? Ever feel like your words get lost in translation, or you're just not getting through to people? Well, today, we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and exploring its powerful principles for effective communication. Trust me, the stuff isn't just about being a better speaker, it's about building genuine connections and navigating life's inevitable challenges with clarity and grace. So, let's get right to the heart of it. The first Stoic principle I want you to grab onto is mindfulness. It's all about being truly present in the moment, both when you're speaking and listening. Think about it. How many times have we been halfway through a conversation, lost in our own thoughts, barely registering what the other person's saying? Mindfulness helps us break that cycle. Pay attention to their words, their body language, even their tone of voice. It shows them respect and allows for deeper understanding. Next up, we have clarity. Stoics believed in expressing ourselves with precision and purpose. Vague statements and beating around the bush? Not on their watch. They understood that clear communication removes ambiguity and fosters trust. Think about it like this. When you're trying to assemble furniture from IKEA, do you follow the instructions carefully or just wing it? You know those cryptic diagrams usually lead to disaster. So, when communicating with others, be direct, articulate your thoughts clearly, and avoid assumptions. Number 3, emotional intelligence. Stoicism isn't about suppressing our emotions, but rather understanding and managing them effectively. Think of anger, frustration, or even joy. These are powerful forces that can color our communication. A Stoic would acknowledge these feelings, but wouldn't let them dictate their words or actions. Instead, they'd strive to respond calmly, thoughtfully, and with empathy. Now, here is a big one: active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing the message and seeking to understand the speaker's perspective. Think of it as a conversation dance. You share your thoughts, then gracefully step back to give them space to express theirs. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you hear to ensure understanding, and demonstrate genuine interest. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you, makes you feel heard and validated. That's the magic of active listening. Finally, let's talk about empathy, walking in another person's shoes. Stoics believed in seeing things from multiple angles and understanding different perspectives. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything someone says, but it does mean approaching conversations with kindness, compassion, and a willingness to see the world through their eyes. Think about the last time you had a difficult conversation. Maybe you felt misunderstood, frustrated, or even angry. Now imagine approaching that situation with Stoic principles in mind. Mindfulness, clarity, emotional intelligence, active listening, and empathy. Wouldn't that have made all the difference? Ever feel like your words are bouncing off walls when trying to get a point across? I remember this one time, I was trying to explain this new concept to my friend Sarah, but it felt like she wasn't even hearing me. I kept using jargon and going way too fast. She looked at me with this puzzled expression, and finally, I just stopped and said, "Hey, I'm probably making this way too complicated. Can you tell me what you're understanding so far?" And boom, it changed everything. By slowing down, being clear, and actively listening to her response, we were able to have a productive conversation. It's amazing how those simple Stoic principles can transform even the most challenging interactions. So, remember these key takeaways. Practice mindfulness, speak with clarity, manage your emotions effectively, be an active listener, and always strive for empathy. Communication is more than just talking, it's about connecting with others on a deeper level. And that's what Fortitude First is all about, equipping you with the tools to navigate life's challenges with resilience, wisdom, and a whole lot of heart. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest communication struggle in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and build a community of support and growth. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic inspiration, because life is a journey best traveled with wisdom as our guide. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep your fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.